Fire at migrant center in Mexico near El Paso kills at least 39. Since March 2020, U.S. Border Patrol agents have turned away many people attempting to enter the country, including migrants seeking asylum, because of the federal emergency health order known as Title 42. Agents have used Title 42 more than 2.6 million times to turn away migrants at the southern border. On May 11, the Biden administration plans to end the COVID-19 national and public health order that had allowed the government to invoke Title 42. The order, which was imposed by the Trump administration in January 2020 and renewed every 90 days since then, helped Americans receive COVID-19 tests and vaccines at the government's expense. Ending it means that migrant removals under Title 42 will automatically come to a halt. In January, the Biden administration also created a new immigration plan that would allow 30,000 migrants per month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua and Venezuela to enter the country and be able to work legally for up to 2 years. In order to qualify, people must apply using a cell phone application called CBP-1 to make an appointment at a port of entry before they try to enter the U.S. but some migrants have reported that the cell phone app has crashed repeatedly, leaving them stranded in Mexican border towns. Marquez, Oviedo and Maldonado had left Venezuela about 6 months ago, making the trek through the treacherous Darién Gap at the Colombia-Panama border, like hundreds of thousands of South Americans have done in recent years after their country's economies collapsed and to flee persecution for speaking out against their governments. Marquez, 23, and Oviedo, 28, said Maldonado has a son and a wife who currently live in Colombia. The couple said they arrived in Juarez about 10 days ago and went to Mexican immigration authorities to ask how they could apply for asylum in the U.S. They also asked if they could apply for work permits to work in Mexico until they could gather enough money to migrate to the U.S. That's the mission, the U.S., but we're willing to settle in Mexico if we could work, but they won't let us, Oviedo said, standing across the street from the migrant detention center with his two sons. One was running around while the oldest leaned his head onto his mother's shoulder as she held him. Marquez said she is aware the Mexican government doesn't want them in the streets asking residents for money. But she says authorities in the U.S. and Mexico don't give her a choice. The couple said they've tried to apply for asylum online as part of the Biden administration's new immigration program, but the cell phone app keeps crashing each time they try. As the morning passed, dozens of other migrants showed up, waiting for hours and hoping Mexican immigration authorities or the country's National Guard would update them about their friends and loved ones. The group of dozens of migrants, most from Venezuela, approached the steel fence shouting, "Justice," repeatedly. "They didn't have to die just because they were immigrants," a woman shouted while her son sat on her shoulders. The U.S. Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, the humanitarian arm of the State Department, tweeted a statement expressing its deepest condolences to the families who lost loved ones in the fire. Their deaths are a painful reminder of the risks of irregular migration and the need to expand legal pathways, it tweeted earlier on Tuesday, adding that it is working with Mexican and regional partners to address root causes of migration. Immigrant rights advocacy groups on both sides of the border blasted the Biden and López Obrador administration's policies toward asylum-seeking migrants. The Biden administration's increasingly aggressive posture on migration enforcement and deterrence first strategies at the border have pressured Mexican authorities to stem migration in an already overcrowded and under-resourced system, resulting in fatal tragedies such as the one we witnessed last night. The Hope Border Institute, a Catholic advocacy group that works with immigrants in El Paso and Juarez, said in a statement. The group added, "Those who blame the victims of the fire obscure the reality that these deaths are an indictment of the policies and structures implemented at large by both governments."